With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in Minnesota. Former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband have been shot and killed. A second lawmaker, John Hoffman, and his wife, shot and wounded.
The Hoffmans are out of surgery at this time and receiving care, and we are cautiously optimistic they will survive this assassination attempt. This was an act of targeted political violence. Peaceful discourse is the foundation of our democracy. We don't settle our differences with violence or at gunpoint.
That is Governor Tim Walz. A suspect, a 57-year-old man, remains at large. Massive parade coming up this evening in Washington.
It's a great time to celebrate America's fighting force. We've kept this country free for over two centuries, and hopefully, Lord willing, we'll continue to do that. At the same time, we, of course, celebrate Flag Day to the Stars and Stripes forever.
Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Not only is the Army 250 years old today, President Trump, well, a bit younger, he is 79. The president is urging Iran to make a nuclear deal now that Israel has launched strikes against the country and vice versa. Mr. Trump is holding on to hope the dispute over Tehran's nuclear program can be resolved. A majority of voters do support President Trump's decision to use the National Guard to stop attacks on federal agents in Los Angeles. Latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds 57% do approve of Mr. Trump deploying the Guard. In the meantime, federal officials want to know who is funding the anti-ICE riots. This is SRN News. Bad news from Cuba.
Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that the communist government on the island nation is in the midst of a crackdown on religious freedom. Both registered churches and unregistered ones are being targeted with harassment and surveillance. There was a period after the turn of the 21st century when it appeared that Cuban authorities were going to relax the repression and leave Christians alone, but since then they've done an about-face. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Pope Leo is already grappling with the priest sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He has met with a number of members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission for the first time. Now, this comes amid questions about his past handling of abuse cases and demands from victims that he enact a true zero-tolerance policy all across the church. The scandal is global and costing the church millions of dollars. This is SRN News. Consumer sentiment increasing in June for the first time in 6 months.
It's the latest sign that Americans' view of the economy has improved as inflation has stayed tame and the Trump administration has reached a truce in its trade fight with China. The preliminary reading of the University of Michigan's closely watched consumer sentiment index jumped 16%. To 60.5. The large increase followed steady drops that left the preliminary number last month at the second lowest level in the nearly 75-year history of the survey. John Scott reporting.
President Trump signing an executive order paving the way for hemp and steel investment in U.S. steel if the Japanese company complies with a national security agreement. The two companies say the agreement stipulates that $11 billion in new investments will be made by 2028. More details at srnnews.com.